2 years ago, the governor appropriated $3.2 million to go towards an intertide between Southeast Alaska and British Columbia. This project has become known as the AKBC Intertie. With $500,000 of that money spent on a feasibility study, what's left is roughly $2.7 million. In Governor Palin's current supplemental budget, language was implemented to add the Cape-Petersburg Intertie to share that $2.7 million. This was done without any input from Wrangell. And it was only last week, during a meeting of the AKBC Advisory Workgroup, when Wrangell's mayor and city manager were made aware of this. After expressing objection during the AKBC Intertie Advisory Meeting, City Manager Bob Prunella expressed the formal objection of the City Council last night.
The mayor and I are opposed to that. We did support a resolution for an intertie to Cape. We're also saying is it should be a standalone project. This thing is rolling through the legislature, but unless the council decides differently, we're officially opposing.
Mayor Tom Sims said he was unhappy with the lack of support from other communities.
I'm really disappointed in this turn of events, and I guess there's some communities I'm disappointed in as well. I'm disappointed in Petersburg. Petersburg was represented at that meeting. They didn't stand up and defend the AKBC line. I'm not exactly sure where Ketchikan's position is. I don't believe that they were officially represented there. But I would really like to know where our neighbors to the north and to the south are coming from on that.
With the bill currently in legislature and with the session being only 90 days, Mayor Sims said it was imperative for Wrangell to send someone to Juneau as soon as possible.
And I do believe that we need to go up and, like Bob said, go up and talk to our representatives and try to deal with this reapportionment as it comes through with our representatives and some general lobbying as well.
Councilmember Ernie Christian said the lack of support from other communities should have repercussions.
I guess we have to, as a note after what happened last week, sad to say, Wrangell, we're going to have to definitely look out for our own interests and maybe not work cooperatively with some other communities since they seem to take money from Wrangell.
During council discussion, it was made clear that Wrangell City Council does support the Cape-Petersburg Intertie, but they support it as a standalone project. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.